Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. If you've ever wondered about what it's like to be homeless in South Dakota this week, you are invited to ask someone who's had the experience. The South Dakota Housing for the Homeless Consortium is conducting its annual one-day survey on January 26th. That's tomorrow, all day. Volunteers fan out and survey individuals and families experiencing homelessness in the Sioux Falls region. We're joined now by Stacy Teason. She's coordinator for the Homeless Advisory Board. Stacy, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
We also have Matt Gage on the line. Matt is a volunteer with the Homeless Count. Matt, welcome as well.
Thank you for having me today.
Stacy, let's start with you and give us an overview of this is a regional thing, a statewide thing. Tell us about the Homeless Count.
It's actually a national thing. The federal government requires that all states participate that are receiving federal dollars. All states do a point-in-time count at the end of January every year. So in the big picture sense, we're doing this because everyone has to do it. We just picked this day, Tuesday the 26th, as our day. And then we just kind of, it's for coordinated across the state with all of the our 66 counties trying to do some version of this count. Everyone using the same forms, of course, but obviously homeless problems are different in smaller communities, probably mostly just because the size, sure. As opposed to problems aren't really different. The issues are the same, but the problem
does
is
it happen on all the same day everywhere throughout the state, or are there
everyone
people
does it on the same day?
Same
yep.
day? Okay. All right. So give us an idea of what you're looking for. What kind of information are you trying to gather?
We actually are kind of very intrusive with the questions that we like to ask, which makes it
so
kind
am
of
I sometimes.
Our,
yep, so am I. Yep. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I think it's a little tricky for some of our volunteers to ask the questions and for people to respond. Some of the states and stuff just do simple, like, head counts where they wander around at night and just do a little clicker and do male, female. We actually have 14 questions that we ask, from how long have you been homeless to kind of how did you get this way, what do you have for resources or income, and then how can we best help you? So kind of a little bit of everything to get a big picture of what things are going, what things are doing in their world.
So Matt, let's bounce over to you for a second. Give me an idea of how long you've been involved in this, and what was the appeal that made you want to participate as a volunteer?
Well, absolutely. This will be, I think, my fourth homeless count with you, Stacy.
That's what I thought. Yep, I think so.
Yep, and honestly, the reason I got involved is I saw a social media post that asked for volunteers one morning, and I've been lucky enough my entire life that even as a child, I never woke up wondering where I might be staying the next night. That was just something that never had to cross my mind in the fortune that I've had throughout my childhood and adult life. And I was sitting actually right near the same window I'm at right now in my office, looking downtown when I read that post, and my office sits kind of at a crossroads between a neighborhood and downtown, and there were dozens of times in recent memory when that post came up that I saw the two worlds kind of cross at that crossroad, where I'd see friends coming from the neighborhoods to the south that were walking to their jobs downtown, and then you'd see somebody coming east-west with a bag of cans over their shoulder. And there was a lack of eye contact. There was a lack of wanting to see that part of Sioux Falls, and I wanted to see it for myself and see what I could do to make a difference. We've come a long way as a city in the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was an experience that opened my heart and opened my eyes to what was really around me and made me want to get more involved. So I've continued to work with Stacy every year. I've joined the board of directors for a long-term homeless shelter that we have in Sioux Falls, and it's something that I'll continue to do, because when I go home to my kids at night, I want them to understand that not everybody has it the same, and I want to be part of the solution.
What homeless shelter are you part of now?
What's it called? I sit on the board of the directors for the St. Francis House here in Sioux
Falls. Where I grew up. That's my neighborhood, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. Right across the street. Well, right around the corner from that. Stacy, give us an idea of what this looks like. You get up early in the morning, go out and looking. Do you have an idea where to start?
Yep, we usually, we have this isn't my first rodeo, so to speak. So we go out usually around 3 o'clock at Labor Ready on 26th and Cliff here in Sioux Falls.
In the morning,
and
3 a.m.
Yep, because that's, because that's where we see some people who are looking for day labor jobs. And not all of them, of course, are homeless, but a good portion of them are experiencing homelessness. So we found a couple years ago that was a great spot to actually have some wonderful conversations with people because they're not in a hurry to go anywhere. They're kind of a captive audience because they're waiting for the doors to open, and then they're waiting for their ride if they do get sent out on a job. And then we kind of just map out the community. We go out and about at about 7 in the morning, and we head back over to the banquet where guests are serving are being served breakfast. And then our day just kind of courses through with lunch at the Union Gospel Mission, the Bishop Dudley Hospitality House. And then at night, we kind of fan out all over the community. We go again to the banquet, but then we go out and about to places where we know that the homeless might congregate, other areas. We have an officer that goes with us to kind of just show us some other spaces where they know that homeless might be. So we really try to fan out through the entire community and find the spots where they might be, but also where they more than likely are. I mean, it's cold out in January, so chances are there's not too many of them outside, and those that are, we hopefully can find and get them to come inside.
Stacy, what's on that form? What are some of those 14 questions that are maybe more intrusive, like you mentioned?
Well, that's pretty simple. It's just the first question that we ask is, are you currently experiencing homelessness? Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of goes from there with how long have you been homeless? Who's with you tonight? So do you have anyone else? Like, are you with your children? Do you have children, a spouse, partner, whoever you might be with? And then the hard question, which is, how did you end up homeless? And so for a lot of people, it's a divorce, domestic violence, a substance abuse issue. Sometimes it's pretty simple. It's just an unemployment issue, and things kind of got out of control pretty quickly. And then what do you currently have for resources? So is anyone currently getting food stamps or Medicaid or any of those kinds of public assistance programs? Are they working? And that's one of the things. When we do this count, 2 years ago, 55% of the people we surveyed were working full-time or here in Sioux Falls. So just imagine that you're working full-time doing everything that you're supposed to do and still ending up homeless.
Say that number again, 55%?
55%, yep.
We're working.
Yep.
Matt, some of those questions are personal, and obviously you want to get accurate, honest answers. How do you form a relationship with someone in that time span so they'll talk to you and tell you the truth about their lives?
Treat them like you would treat everybody else. Don't come in with a preconsumption of who they are or any of those pieces, and literally just sit down and talk to them like they're your next door neighbor. Mm-hmm. And I've found over my years of doing this that if I am personal, honest, open, and just real with them, those answers flow. And you get a real appreciation for what that person's going through, and it really can be life-changing for someone volunteering.
Is every story different, or do you see it's one story enacted in 100 different ways?
A little bit of both, I think. I think from my perspective, you see the things you expect to see. You see the people with substance abuse problems. You see the people with mental health issues. And you see the people who are in a situation because of life choice. But then you also meet, and one stands out to me. I met a single mother, full-time employed, had health benefits, had everything, had that full-time job with health benefits, made too much for any assistance. Mm-hmm. But because of her son's condition and the medical bills, it had destroyed her credit. And she couldn't get an apartment because without good credit, there are very few places you can go, and her son had special needs, so there were even fewer places that were safe for him.
Stacy, you mentioned
so she fell through the cracks.
No, go ahead. Stacy, you mentioned that smaller communities, larger communities have different issues. Are there different issues that you see that you think are unique to Sioux Falls?
Not... Other than the magnitude of the problem, I mean, we have more here simply because we have a larger population and because the other communities sometimes find that it's easier to just refer to Sioux Falls and send people here. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, people send their homeless populations from Texas, Oklahoma. We've seen a wide array of people that have been told to come to Sioux Falls because they'll get help. So that's a little bit of an issue just because we don't want people to come here thinking that they're going to get everything they need. There are jobs here, if you can find one, but then the affordable housing issue gets to be the bigger piece because if you're working at $8.55 an hour, you need an apartment that you can afford, and those are about $450 a month based on all the standards for affordable living. And we just simply don't have apartments that are renting for $450 a month. So when it comes to vacancy rates and affordable housing, we probably have a bigger issue of that than other communities, simply because we have a bigger population. But overall, our state seems to experience the same three things, which is affordable housing, transportation, and then a funny little one, which is daycare, because people can't find daycare that's affordable to be able to go to work in the first place.
Stacey, how many people do you need? How many volunteers are you still looking for to make it successful?
I have actually had a wonderful response, so probably not too terribly many more. I mean, I don't want to waste anybody's time, but I definitely appreciate people wanting to come volunteer. So if they contact me, I will find a spot for them. So definitely, and if not this time, there's always next year. So at least probably 5 to 10 more that I could utilize. So for sure, definitely give me a call.
And Matt, after a day like this, you're out there for a fair amount of time having a fairly intense experience, I would think, and in some weather elements of your own. Mm-hmm. How do you feel at the end of the day? What does it do to you having the experience of volunteering?
I can tell you the first year I did it, I went home and I sat just on my porch looking out at my neighborhood, knowing that most of the people on my block, this is something that would never even cross into, they'd ever have to worry about. I tucked my 5 kids in, and I literally was thankful for everything I had, and I wanted to do more. And that has continued every year for me. It's been a driving force for why I volunteer and why I do things. And I think it's just an uplifting experience to really know what's going on in your community and how you can help.
Stacey Teason and Matt Gage. Stacey, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Matt, thank you as well. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks for having us. Have a great day.
If you'd like more information about helping with the annual homeless count in the Sioux Empire or other locations throughout the state, we'll put a link up on our website after the show. That's sdpb.org/Dakota Midday.